This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. It's 5:35 in the evening. Lynn Mark, thank you for sticking around. Now, the Finance Ministry has announced Bank Negara's new governor will be Datuk Nur Shamsiah Mohamed Yunus. What can you tell us?
So, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng gave a press conference earlier confirming Nur Shamsiah's appointment for a five-year term starting July 1st. So, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad made the recommendation to the Yang di-Pertuan Agong on the 18th of June, and the King gave the assent a day later, so on Tuesday. Nur Shamsiah is taking over from Tan Sri Mohamed Ibrahim, who resigned on June 15th.
Right, and Nur Shamsiah was deputy governor in Bank Negara under Tan Sri Dr. Zeti, is that right?
Yes, so from 2010 to 2016. She left the central bank quite quietly in November 2016 in the middle of the previous administration's clampdown on the people who were probing the 1MDB scandal. That's because she was one of the people who led investigations into the 1MDB money trail. It fell under her purview while she was deputy governor. She was responsible for, among other things, financial intelligence and enforcement. She worked for BNM for 30 years, and during that time she was also a member of the Monetary Policy Committee. So in the last 2 years, she was based in Washington, D.C., working as Assistant Director of Monetary and Capital Markets in the International Monetary Fund.
Right.
So, so far, analysts are positive about the announcement. Nomura Global Markets Research has said it implies continuity in monetary policy direction. They're also anticipating CPI inflation to drop as well to 1.3% in 2018 from 3.7% in 2019, below previous forecasts.
All right, let's take a look at stocks. I hear there was some contract news from Sapura Energy?
Yeah, according to a stock filing, Sapura Energy has won 9 contracts totaling 1.8 billion ringgit, including a provision for drilling services from Petronas Carigali for 3 wells in Malaysian waters. They closed up 7.5% at 64.5 cents.
All right, Lindmark, thank you very much for that market wrap. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.